everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's the radio.
It is on the radio, and we talk about video games on this particular show because we like video games.
No.
And we like avoiding the hot, terrible, terrible weather by staying inside and playing video games.
Yeah, that's, yes.
That's a thing that we do.
Yes.
So, what have you been playing lately?
Actually, nothing.
No?
No.
You've been busy.
Yeah, I've been busy.
You've been quite busy. And last time we
talked... I beat a game. Like, when did you beat a game, Megan?
I am working on a game right now.
Well, I beat Detroit Become Human. I feel
yeah,
like
that
that's
was
enough.
Last week's news.
Still, okay, have you beat a game this week, Megan?
No.
Okay, then. I feel I'm still up ahead because I have beaten a game in the past weeks.
I wasn't judging you for not playing a game.
I
wow.
It's fine.
All right. So Nintendo has announced that they're coming out with their new Switch.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing that is. And it is going to be under the $200 mark.
Yeah. So the Switch Lite. It looks fine.
I'm wondering if they'll... Is it still going to be able to be attached to the TV?
No. Okay. No? Someone didn't do... Yeah.
No. I know it's a thing that was existing.
No.
So I'm wondering if they're going to have to put up the apparatus later to attach it.
I did my research. No, they're not. No.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. No, it's it looks fine. It basically will support any game that is held that way. So as long as you can have the Switch with you and attached the two controllers, the Joy-Cons, then you can play whatever game. Obviously, it won't be every game, but most Nintendo property games will be like that. So, like Breath of the Wild, Smash, Mario, all of those. So, it's not like you're limiting a lot, but you will be limiting some. And
Mario Party will get interesting.
Mario Party should be fine because of you already have to have like another system to play with more people. So, I think Mario Party is fine. Once again, I think Nintendo has figured out that they were probably going to do this in the long run. So they were going to make all their games compatible. Like, it would be foolish of them to do that, especially since it's just a little version of... It's the same size as a Switch. They've just basically fused the Joy-Cons to the center thing. And you can't connect it to the TV. Yeah.
So essentially we got like a Switch version of a Nintendo DS.
Yes. Their hand. It's basically their new handheld system, which makes 100% sense because then they don't have to work on like 3DS games. Like 3DS is now dead as far as I'm concerned, or the new 3DS. Like they're probably not going to be working on
properties
for that.
They're discontinuing the 3DS, guys.
Yeah.
So that's... Actually, I'm a little sad by that because I like my little... Well, I have a 2DS. Plays all the same games.
Yeah, I'm indifferent. I've stopped playing my 3DS games like a while ago, and while there are some that I like, they were primarily games that I could get not on the 3DS sort of thing, like they're remasters or reboots or whatever, ported for the 3DS. It's fine. This makes 100% sense, especially with new Animal Crossing coming out, because that was sort of... Animal Crossing New Leaf had a really good aspect with the portable nature of it, so this makes sense.
It'll be interesting to see what they come out with now. So,
what do you mean? They came out with the Nintendo Switch Lite, Megan.
Game-wise.
Oh, for it?
Accessory-wise.
I don't think there will be exclusive games for the Switch Lite. I doubt that 100%. Yeah, I don't, like, that would be foolish of Nintendo.
Yeah, well, it looks good. I have seen it. It looks neat.
I love that. I saw it.
I saw it.
I don't know anything about it, but it's there.
So, yeah, the Switch Lite's coming out this summer, so check it out if you don't already have a Switch and just need something new to portably play.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great... reason to get a Switch now, especially now it's like really you can play all the great Switch games, you know, that you could only play on the Switch, but now for like literally half the price. Except I assume Switch games will still be, you know, $80 and Nintendo will never bring that price down.
Now, Nintendo, bring out my Super Nintendo games that I want to play on my Switch, please. Do this.
Well, that should be part of Nintendo Go, or whatever it is called, the Nintendo Online thing. But Nintendo, I don't know. They're
do this immediately.
Yeah.
I want to play me some Breath of Fire, too.
They're not going to do that.
Anyway, so I have been playing a game, and I went and picked up Tales of Vesperia last weekend, and I began that. And I'm highly enjoying it.
Yes.
Because, as you all know, I like my brain candy of an RPG, and it says...
Brain candy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's not challenging me in any way other than letting me have a good time.
Yeah.
With some cheap storyline.
I love that this is, what, the third game of this series that you haven't... Well, maybe you'll finish this one.
I'm going to finish this one because you know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because this is much more like Tales of the Abyss and Symphonia than the other two games, which were Zestiria... It was quite nice looking, in my opinion, but the characters were rather dry. And Berseria, where they were very, very needlessly edgy, and the world was very strange to try and go around in.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. This is highly enjoyable to me. So
finish games, Megan.
I will finish whatever games I want. I fulfilled my quota this year of fulfilling, like, 3 games.
I thought it was 10. I thought we were going to up the ante.
Fine, I have 7 more games I need to beat this year.
Yay.
Before New Year's.
You have time. You do have time.
I do have time, and you know what?
This one's not bad. Like, it's I do wish you would make the pink-haired girl just be pink hair.
No.
Why not?
Because I prefer her dressed up as a character from Tales of the Abyss. This game has costumes. You can play as classic characters, kind of.
Every Tales of game has costumes.
Yeah, but...
Yes, they do. They're mostly, like, buy-on costumes, too.
These ones came with.
That's nice, because usually the other ones you have to buy.
When this game was initially released, these were DLC.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm playing Tales of Vesperia, which you have your colorful assortment of characters and your political strife in every Tales of game. So you play as Yuri Lowell... And you are a former knight who does not like working for the knights anymore. So you fight for the common man.
Mm-hmm.
And your best friend is still a knight, and he's trying to solve all the problems from the inside. His name is Flynn. And you end up having to escort a princess out of a castle because she's trying to run away and warn Flynn that he's got assassins after him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty standard stuff. You get chased away from your home and go on an epic journey to save the world. I haven't gotten to the big bads yet. I don't know what the whole core of this story is yet, but I'm already like 10 hours in.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long one. Going to be a fun
it's
one.
JRPG. Like, I don't know. This game was probably several discs at one point.
No, this one was only one.
Was this PlayStation? Oh, this was PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
Yes, this was supposed to be a PlayStation 2 game, though.
Yeah.
But they ended up pushing it to the beginning of the PlayStation 3 era.
Yeah. It's probably smart of them.
Yeah, so it plays just like one of my favorite games, Tales of the Abyss, which I know you've played and somewhat enjoyed.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's I got a pretty far in it before. It's one of those games, like, I feel very similarly about it as I do to Fallout 4 and other games of that ilk, where I've put many an hour into it. Many. But I have little love nor, like, fond memories of it. Like, I'm just like, yes, I did put an extraordinary amount of time in this game. Did I get much out of it? Not really. Like, I didn't even beat it, like, sincerely. Like, those are some games I just have not beat because I just don't care.
You didn't get to any of the unanswered questions of the end of Tales of the Abyss.
Why would I want unanswered questions for a game? Like, at the end of a game, you usually want some kind of solace and ending. That's all I'm going to put out there, Megan.
Well, it gave you a fairly good ending, but you still didn't know what happened to the main character.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Like, Final Fantasy IX does a sort of similar thing, but it does ultimately give you the happy ending that you want. And that's why I think, like... Every time you play one of these games, I'm like, I wish I was playing Final Fantasy IX. Just I'm like, man, that game is good and interesting. It has good characters. And I'm not going to say combat and Final Fantasies are that fun because I don't believe they're that fun.
The combat in Final Fantasy is mostly the reason why I probably don't play Final Fantasy or playing Final Fantasy. But now that you've let me know what they're doing with the remake of Final Fantasy VII, I might actually enjoy it.
Yeah. I just don't, like, I'm fine with that because I'm good with grinding. Like, to be honest, Final Fantasy, the gameplay is similar to Pokemon. Like, if you, like, it 100% is.
But the main difference is that they're not cute, catchable creatures.
In some games, but except Final Fantasy IX is a great side quest where you get to go to, like, Chocobo Heaven. So, I'm just pointing that out there.
What happened to the Chocobos, Alice?
Okay, I don't, maybe it's not Chocobo Heaven, like, Chocobo Paradise. Like,
okay.
That's where all of the Chocobos and the cool Chocobos and every flavor and color of Chocobo live. Gold, purple, you know. That kind.
Purple, gold.
Also, Final Fantasy IX has, like, the best Chocobo theme. It's like ukulele to Chocobo. It's so good. Anyway, sidebar about Final Fantasy IX and how every time Megan plays a JRPG, I think about that.
I don't play all that many JRPGs,
you just play the same Tales of series. And I'm like, I wish this was that. Ease also, right?
Ease.
I know. It's hard to understand what I'm talking about when I say ease.
Y-S. It's spelled Y-S.
It's pronounced ease.
Actually, ease was more of an action. Yeah. More action-y.
It's more similar to your Tales of the Abyss, right? In terms of attacking.
Yeah. And it's also got some platforming aspect to it. It filled that platforming void that I had for a while there where I just needed something to.
It's an interesting game.
It is.
That one's more interesting to me just because of, like, the location that you're going up a tower.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It is neat, and I'm going to keep playing it. It's just I got frustrated because it kept crashing.
Oh, right.
That's the only reason why I'm not still playing it is because it's on a ROM, and it keeps on failing.
That's really too bad that the PlayStation 4 port crashes. You know, like, I would expect this on your computer. I could live with it on your computer. But, yeah.
But I did finally beat that centipede boss, so
yeah.
I can keep going.
Proud.
Do you know how long it took me to beat that damn thing?
A long time.
It took me 5 days.
It was really hard. Like, honestly, I was watching you fight it. It's not you.
It was very satisfying.
Yeah, you have a lot. Like, I was. It does. Once again, that game does sort of remind me of Dark Souls in a way. But, you know, I could say that about, like, almost any game. This is the Dark Souls of games.
This is the Dark Souls of JRPGs.
Yeah.
Dark Souls is the JRPG of Dark Souls.
We'll wait for the new Dark Souls. But yes. So you're having fun in Tales of Vesperia?
Vesperia.
Vesperia.
So you've got
Vesperzeria Tyria. Abyss. What's the other one?
Abyssaria.
Symphonia. There you go.
Well, you know, if I start playing that game, technically I've beat it before.
I will allow that.
Thank you.
I will allow this.
Thank you. So, yeah, I am highly enjoying it because it does play very similarly to Abyss and Symphonia.
There's a dog with a knife.
There is a dog with a knife, and I do have to appreciate a game that has a dog with a knife.
I was like, he might be the OG. Like, he was before Sif and before Didi from Metal Gear Solid 5.
And before the dog from Persona.
Oh, yeah, he does have a knife.
No, wait. No, that's a lie.
Does the dog have a gun?
Because Persona 2, the dog came before.
Okay, so there we go.
There we go.
That's the originator of dog with knife.
Which, you know, is a great character because you don't have to do that much voice acting.
That's actually a trope. Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, there's a lot of, like, dog characters that have knives. Like, I can think of four.
Do you know how awesome that would be just to, like, teach a dog in self-defense?
No, because a dog would walk around by your legs and just, like, accidentally slash your legs as it just goes by.
That's why you train the dog.
I don't think this would
work.
Knife
protection.
Anyway. That was a great segue.
So, yes. Dog with Knife, the game, is great. Tales of Vesperia is great. A lot of people aren't too keen on it for the Switch, though, and I kind of understand why.
I've heard that some Switch ports are just not great. Like, I've also heard that the Resident Evil 4 port is also not great, which is kind of a bummer because I know the Wii version of Resident Evil 4 was great and, like, sort of innovative and cool for the Wii and the Resident Evil game. Like, you know. But, yeah, I've heard it's too bad. It just looks like maybe I think the thing is that the Switch has a lot of technical limitations. And
nowhere near as many buttons.
True, but I was, yeah, that is true. And just with the technical limitations, though, was something like, because, for example, Mario Odyssey is like 3 megabits or something. Like, it's incredibly small for a game of its caliber and size. And I just think, obviously, Nintendo would know how to make, like, the smallest, most functional game for the system they made. So people who are having to port it or put their own games on the Switch are coming into a little bit of, like, just because, you know, it's newer. There isn't really good, you know, roadmaps of how to port your game onto the Switch, I think. / there's also a limitation with stuff.
Yeah, so I can see why that's not going so well.
Yeah, it's too bad because, once again, I love the Switch. I pre-ordered a game for the Switch. Speaking of, like, now that I've pre-ordered it and no one else can get in on it, because Night in the Woods is coming out for limited release, I believe, for PlayStation 4 and the Switch. So if you are a fan like me, you can get a physical copy. We're going to get it for the Switch because we already have it for the PlayStation 4. Yeah.
And for PC, too, I think.
I have it on my Mac.
I'm pretty sure I bought that game, like, 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll buy it again. But, I'm excited. It. Yeah, so some things are definitely, you know, they're made for the thing, you know. Let's segue on to Saturn news, Megan.
Okay, so we've been hearing a lot more about loot boxes in the news. Do you play any games that have a surprise mechanic?
Oh, yes.
We have all played.
So, let's just say, for those who don't know, this is not specifically EA, but EA is the one that's sort of
making the most in the news about it.
Well, because they're the ones that are, I'm going to say they're the most in trouble, and maybe they're sort of the catalyst for this, because they were the ones who had Star Wars Battlefront 2, which... something that Star Wars is targeted towards children, like, obviously adults too, but, you know, kids like
it's
Star Wars.
Kids safe generally.
Yeah. And there were loot boxes in that, and these are predatory practices, like 100%. Like, there have been at least a dozen or so just stories that have come out of people being like, my kid accidentally used, you know, like, bought like $500, $1,000, $700 worth of microtransactions in a game and didn't realize, you know, that this was either happening or didn't, you know, because they're children, right? Children don't realize they don't understand the concept of money, especially in that. And of course you can see, like, well, parents should, like, lock their phones or blee blee blah, right?
Except the thing is that when parents allow these kids onto these games, they don't necessarily do this on purpose. Like, there was one story where a girl was downloading an app. Apparently, she downloaded, like, the same app 3 times and rang up a bill of over £100 because it was the UK doing this article reporting this.
And it was just, I heard that. And it was just sort of around the fact that it was just, like, something happened and it was just, it charged for whatever the product 3 times, right? So it's just, kids don't know. Kids don't know how to troubleshoot that kind of thing. Like, they don't know how to phone the bank or phone the app company and be like, I accidentally made this purchase, because they don't have any knowledge. And then there's also this thing, like, it's huge. If you don't have, like, the cool things in Fortnite or whatever, you know, you're not the cool kid. You know, there is a certain amount of, like, hype around it for younger people. And it's bad. Like, it feeds into addictive personalities so easy.
And they have actually done the scientific research now where it has proven that this feeds into the addictive personalities. Recovering gamblers and alcoholics are having problems when they go onto these games and controlling themselves.
This is one of the saddest things, because people who go to like video games for refuge from other certain things, which I think most people who play video games do, you know, to get away from certain things because, you know, it's a nice little spot, right? And now they can't even be safe there because there are things that trigger them, such as, you know, predatory gambling practices, which is basically what this is.
So we have examples from Blizzard and Valve, who have started altering their games to meet regional regulations. So in a lot of the countries in the Asias, they aren't allowed to have loot boxes or surprise mechanics.
So EA has tried to rebrand loot boxes as surprise mechanics, which is hilarious. And then tried to like point it or put it in the same like as like, you know, blind bags, toys wise.
They've been comparing it to Kinder Surprises and Hatchimals.
Yeah, which, you know,
again, targeted towards kids.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, that's not great because those are targeted towards kids. And to be honest, like, I'm not the biggest fan of blind boxes. Once upon a time when that was sort of really regulated to like gacha stuff from like Japan, I was really into it because it's like very quality and you don't know what you're going to get. So, and you can get ones you want. But since it's brought over to, you know, North America, it's very kind of cheaply made stuff for like, you know, $5 and you don't know what you're going to get sort of thing. Which at one point I was willing to do that. But it's sort of like now you can really see that this is not sort of acceptable. And it does lead into predatory practices, which is like, you don't get the one you want, you buy another one. You don't get the one you want, you buy another one. Yeah.
And if you are dealing with an addictive personality and getting these, it doesn't matter if you got the one you want. What if you want a second one? What if you want a third one? And they are specifically targeting these people. They even have pointed out that they do call them whales and they're going whale hunting, which is also really sick.
Well, and then there's also sort of like, not, I won't say, but there's like people who study how to get more money out of people or how to exploit these things. Like, they're like, this is how you do it in a video game to make people buy, you know, put more money into your video game, which is, you know, people already pay upwards, like a new video game for us pitiful Canadians is $80+ for, and I think in America it's around 60, but that's still a lot of money for a new game. And then, you know, that's not considering every other game that costs that same amount. So on top of an $80 game, you're paying how much money for whatever's? Like, granted, Fortnite is free, but
I guess you'd call it more like freemium.
Well,
or pay
it's
to
free.
Win.
It is a pay-to-win game. Like, oh, I think in terms of Fortnite, though, I feel it's more like outfits and stuff, but it's still that sort of, it's popular. It's popular to get stuff. It's cool to get loot boxes. Like, that's, you know, sort of the thing around children, you know. And then if you have the coolest thing, then you're the cool one. And everybody wants the cool thing, so you ask mom and dad for more money. And the other, like, here's another really sad one was, like, I think a bunch of these kids, they wanted to get their favorite FIFA player and spent, I don't know how much money, I want to say like around $800. And to get these packs, because obviously it's like, you know, you get random players in your FIFA game. But, and they didn't get the player they wanted. Like, they spent a lot of money and they still didn't get what they wanted, you know. And, it, you know, it's found out when the parents go to buy something and their card is declined. Like, that's sort of the worst way to find it out. And this is just happening more and more.
And EA and some of these other game companies have given these parents the runaround in trying to get their money back, even if they are following within the guidelines of the return process. That's just,
well, they're really not good about it. Once again, EA has been, they're like being taken to, I won't say court, but they're in talks with legislature, you know, people who are, well, governments who are now being like, oh, this is bad. And basically, like, if they hadn't done this, people would have been fine and nobody would have batted an eye at video games. But now it's very much in the public spotlight of, like, you are harming people and you could, like, really cause harm because you want to make more money with mechanics that are designed to manipulate people.
So Hawaii had failed to pass this legislation, but it's being brought forth to the mainland. I think it was Nevada or Nebraska who were trying to pass legislation in the U.S. for this, too.
I'm sure eventually something will happen. Like, it's there's going to be an unfortunate straw that breaks the camel's back where someone, like, spends, like, so much amount of money that it's, like, you know, it's ridiculous. It really is devastating because people, like, you know, they spend $1,000 and someone has to use their college funds to pay, you know, that money off. Like, stuff like that. It's just, and all because of video games. Like, predatory practices. Like, it kind of is silly that it's about video. Like, this is video games, guys. Like,
and this does sort of follow on the heels of the fact that the WHO has declared that there is a gaming addiction as well.
Which, you know, like, and people sort of scoff at that, but I'm like, it makes 100% sense. Like, there's internet addiction. Why not video games? Especially, like,
I've seen it.
Well, and video games are a multi-billion-dollar company. Like, I'm sure there are people who are addicted to movies, people addicted to books. Like, I doubt this is, you know.
Well, I've seen friends who have suffered from isolation in playing video games, like just not being able to pull themselves away and affecting themselves health-wise.
Yeah.
This was noted amongst a lot of my friends who were big into World of Warcraft in its heyday.
I've heard a lot of sad things about, like, people who play MOBAs and, like play them for just straight. Don't get up. You know, you have your water bottle and that's it. But, yeah. It makes total sense that it is an addiction, or it is sort of something that is not good, or, you know, obviously it's in the WHO. And that this sort of gambling or this sort of, like, addictive thing is another side of it. Or it's just like, this is stuff that we thought would happen because you're adding gambling mechanics to video games. Like, I have never enjoyed microtransactions. I do find them very predatory. And they're just like, it's not fun. It's makes me not want to play video games that have them in them. Especially like the Ubisoft with their stores. Like, I don't appreciate those at all. Like, the store in the video game. I don't need that. I just want to, you know, put on another shirt and have a gun. I don't need the option to go and spend money, you know.
Just give me the whole game that I paid for.
That's the other thing. I paid $80 for this. And you want me to give you more money. That's the, like, it's sad, right? Like,
Did you know that last year's best-selling game was actually a complete game that had no downloadable...
Which game?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It was so nice. And we're going to have to pick that up very soon. Because I'm kind of really wanting to play it after we saw the movies.
Yeah. And I'm just like, in considering the fact that games like this do well and don't have things like that, there's no reason. Like, microtransactions didn't exist... Like, back when we played video games, like, back in the day, they
were
irrelevant.
When we were kids
irrelevant.
Playing video games, these weren't a risk.
Well, we had DLC, and that was it. You sometimes paid for it, you sometimes didn't. And
you
that was
a
it.
Second game.
Yeah, that was the other thing. So, this is just, it's unnecessary, it's unneeded, it's predatory, it's not cool.
And unfortunately, this is probably not going to be the last time we talk about this, because... I would like to keep an eye on this and see what legislation starts saying about loot boxes and surprise mechanics.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
I want to see if we're finally going to have some laws laid out that make this better.
Well,
I want to see this
Belgium's done it.
Thank you, Belgium.
Yeah. I think it's only a matter of time before
Poland's
they're
done it.
Yeah.
I think Finland's done it, too.
It's going to be, it's only a matter of time. And places like EA and like they're probably just scraping once again. The surprise mechanics was a way to be like, we're not doing a bad thing. Look at this, it's a nice word. anyway,
so that's everything we got for you for this week.
Video games are so sad,
but we're just gonna go straight home after this and play video games.
Yes,
but not pay extra for them.
No, that's not how we roll.
I don't have money for that. All right, everybody, keep slacking.
Bye.